welcome to Grind and Unwind, everybody.
Hey, man. Hey, you guys.
What you drinking? What you drinking, Erica?
Fuji water.
Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing? It's hump day. Hump day Wednesday. We only got a few more weeks left in the month. Definitely. So what are we talking about today, Erica?
What were you saying? We were talking about
real people can't be replaced.
Yeah.
What y'all think about that?
What y'all think about that?
People cannot be replaced. What do you mean by that, Erica?
I feel like, you know, like some people might find a real person in their life, by like friendships, relationships, just having a genuine person in your corner that, you know, always, that'll be always there for you. And, you know, people always think like the grass is greener on the other side.
I like that. That's true. They do.
Come to find out, you know, it really isn't. You know, I feel as though, like, you know, once you get a real person, a loyal person, a person that's honest with you, a person that, you know, just can be 100 all the way around, not fault you. And, you know, because, you know, like I always be saying, we, you know, nobody's perfect or whatever. But like a lot of people fumble loyal people, and loyal people is hard to find out here nowadays. You know, you got people out here manipulating, using people. I mean, just doing anything. You don't know if somebody being honest with you or not, you know.
And you know what? I like it. Well, I'm going to play on the words a little bit here because real people can't be replaced. I do agree with that. I mean, people, we can have new people in our lives, but they cannot replace what the other person has had. That one friend that might is more attentive to your listening to you or responding differently. Someone else can do it, but can they do it as well as the other person? I agree with that. I think that's why we have our circle of friends or certain people in our lives that are, they each have a role.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I feel as though too, you know, it plays a big part with family too, you know. You know, cousins, siblings, you know, just having somebody that's, you know, honest with you. And, you know, people go out, do just disrespect you in so many ways, and they fumble you, and then try to come back like, no, you fumbled.
I agree. That same thing. Danny Reeves, he says it's a great topic. What do you think about what we're saying here today? I mean, it's true. I mean, people are not things, and we all need somebody. I mean, people say, I don't need anybody in my life. I don't think that's necessarily true. You need maybe not the way that they might interpret it as a, you know, money or materialist, whatever stuff. But you need somebody in your life. Somebody. We all have somebody,
yeah, somebody
who knows the true you.
Yes, that's it.
Not true you. Someone that's going to keep you honest. That's what they said. Someone's going to keep you honest.
Yeah, somebody that's going to keep you honest. Somebody that, like I said, you know, because we're not perfect, but somebody that's going to let you when you write, like, you know, like we said before, we don't want no yes all I'm always right, because I'm not always right.
No,
you know, just let me know if I'm a true, genuine friend, somebody that's real, honest, and, you know, somebody that you can talk to, and you don't gotta worry about them going running and telling nobody else.
That's true. Thank you guys for joining us today. We're talking about real people can't be replaced. Real people can't be replaced. What do you guys think about that? I mean, we were sharing some examples, and you need somebody. When I hear people say, I don't need anybody in my life. No, you need something. It's not true. You need somebody. It might not be the way which you, because sometimes someone's giving us a need that we won't even know that we really need it until they're gone, until they're not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Sometimes I think that we take some of our friends for granted.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. People be taking people for granted all the time. Like, mm-hmm. Fumble. Always fumble. People always fumble good people. And I'm real big on, I'm the type of person, I feel as though once you do something that I don't like, you don't ever got to worry about me again. Because you'll do it again.
Rod's Tyler said, don't need co-signers, need someone who's going to hold you accountable out of love. That's true. I do agree. But I think, but you know what? We also got to be open to receiving it too, because sometimes, you know, we got that one person, right, that's been in our circle, our friend for a while, family friend, whatever, been in there for a while. They know you and they'll tell you something. You might not want to hear it, but you might take it better than someone else that you can't even give. You might take it better from them than somebody else.
Right.
So you need to I think we talked about it before, understanding everybody in our life has a role.
Right.
A purpose.
And I feel as though a person, you know, if somebody giving you some type of criticism and you feel as though, you know, you will always know if that person is, you know, being 100 with you, being honest with you, because, you know, you'll feel that, you know, it might not be right. You know,
that's true.
You know, we're not always right. So, you know, you have to be able to take accountability for it.
I think also, too, how the message is given to you, too.
Right.
Because, you know, you got some people, when you go around them, maybe around their other friends or people, they're so different. They are not, and you know damn well that person is, you be like, why are you acting like that? Who are you? Because you know that that's not who they really are.
Right.
And then when someone else come around, maybe they change the way they're talking, or maybe they would change the way they just can. You'd be like,
right,
who are you? And then you don't want to call them out, but then you kind of let them know, look, I can't go along with this because this is not who you are or who I know that you are. And it's not saying anything to do with changes, because as we do get older and over time, we all change. We all grow. We all, you know, but come on. I'm like, what? That ain't you. And I'm okay with receiving feedback. But let me tell you, I don't care if it's, look, I'm going to get some people saying something. I don't care if they are right. If I don't know you and you come to tell me something and I can't tell you something, I have a problem with that. You don't even know me. You see me. Well, I think you should do this. I'm like,
what? What is you talking about?
Yeah. And even if you may be right, I'm not going to receive it because you come at me attacking me. It's all about how the message is being delivered. But you also need to make sure that these people that can receive something, it doesn't always have to be something negative, but
right.
As you give, you should be able to receive too.
Mm-hmm. And I'm real big on, I feel as though I'm a genuine friend, and I feel as though if I don't like something, I'm going to tell you, and if I feel
I vouch for that.
For real, like, I mean, it's just 100, and I feel as though if you know that, you know what I'm saying, it's wrong or whatever, you'll be like, you know, you right E or something like that. But, like, no, I'm real big on treating people how you want to be treated. You don't want to be treated the way, don't like that. Because I'm, like I said before, I'm the same old energy.
As everybody's been saying all year long, this is the year of accountability. And you know what's funny that they say that? Because that's what we believe in that. That's what our whole motto is, that accountability. You got to be held accountable for your actions. And be able to, as you give it, dish it back and respond in a more professional way, you know. And I think that it's okay. It's okay with that. I mean, I like how that somebody talked about out of love. Who told you accountability out of love? It's the type of, what type of love are they giving too? You got to look at that too. Some people got motives, you know. Right.
They be having them out here, I'm telling you.
And sometimes people just want to tell you something because they just feel like they need to tell you, but they don't even, they're not even listening to their own advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that too.
Like, how can you preach to me? You're not even listening to your own advice.
Yeah, you ain't even doing this yourself, and you telling me to do something.
Mm-mm. I don't like that either.
Yeah.
We live in this world. There's been so much different things happening in this world. As we're all talking today, make sure you guys vote.
Guys.
Vote. Please. Yes. Just vote. We're not going to talk about politics, you know, it's a touchy subject, but just vote. Take a moment. If you don't want to hear you complaining about this, that, and other, if you can't even get out there and vote, I don't even want to hear what you got to say if you can't even vote. Your vote does count. Don't let those people tell you it don't count. It counts. It's just vote.
Vote.
Huh?
I know, I say, I'm definitely telling y'all it counts. Y'all need to vote.
Vote. We live in some, you know, this is some times that we really need to vote. But back onto the subject, real people can't replace. I don't want to lose focus on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotta get out there and vote. Also, there was something else that we were talking about earlier too, Erica. I like that one too, that we were talking about relationship maintenance.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I do think sometimes people get too comfortable in their relationships and they start slacking and they wonder, that's the one, right?
Yeah.
And people start slacking, they get too comfortable in a relationship. I think in a relationship, for me, I feel like we all grow. I'm not the person I was however many years ago I met you. From early in that relationship, we're supposed to be growing together.
Right.
And I think sometimes people, men and women, they get comfortable and they don't do the things that they did to get the person.
Yeah. And I feel as though sometimes it's not even really about doing something for the person. I feel as though sometimes too, it's mentally, like you could be growing mentally, spiritually, and you know, that person is still stuck. Because you know, I feel as though, you know, everybody have their time frame, things in life, and did certain things. And some people might haven't experienced the things that you might have experienced at a younger age and probably just doing it now. So, like, growth, people have to grow mentally, you know, spiritually. So it's not all about, you know, the materialistic.
No, I was talking as far as keeping yourself together, sometimes you get a relationship, you start wanting to do a lot of depending on one another. You start forgetting who you are. Some people in relationships forget who they are. They get so entwined into the relationship, not necessarily materialistic things, just the other aspect. But I do agree with that as well. I think that we, what do you guys think about that? You know, somebody asked me earlier, they said love. Do people really know what love is? You get in a relationship. What is love? What is love in a relationship? And is it the same thing that person, are you guys thinking of the same type? Does love mean the same thing for each person in the relationship?
I feel as though sometimes, you know, love can, because I feel as though female and men have their different perspectives and love. I feel as though you got some females that, you know, they might be like, oh, this person loves me because he bought me this or, you know, did that. Or this person, you got people that just know how to be affectionate and, you know, love on you that way. Like, you know.
The love of languages. Yeah. But, you know, I feel like sometimes I hear and I've seen on a lot of different things that people try to help people change their love language. I think you can compliment each other's love language, but I don't think you can change their love language. It's always, it starts from that childhood, that development. You know, we got trauma, we got life experiences to kind of help us. You have certain things as your love language, Erica, right? This other person might not have that. And are they able to receive that the way that you need to be loved?
This is what I want to add.
Rob, Top Taylor said communication is key. It's true.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you, I suck at communication. Anybody will tell you, I suck at communication. It is something that I'm always working on.
And I'm the person that I'm always going to speak my mind. If I don't like something, I don't like it. You're going to hear it, like, because I don't like to hold stuff in. Because I feel as though if I hold it in, it's just going, I'm going to just explode.
See?
Okay, I got to let you know how I feel. If it's something I see and I don't like, I'm going to tell you. Like,
see, that's good. See, for me, it's that I want to, it's not that I'm trying to hold it in. I have a hard time trying to explain it, what I'm feeling or what frustrates me. So that, cause I'm always afraid, see, that people please. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. I still got that tendency where I don't want to say to hurt someone's feeling, but I'm still going to tell you what I'm feeling, but I just don't want to say it in a way that's going to hurt your feelings, I guess.
Like, communication is something that I'm real big on. Like, I gotta let you know how I feel. If I don't let you know how I feel, then I don't know.
And because I'm not being, sometimes it doesn't come out as clear.
Okay.
Ross said, it's how you say it. You have to know the person or they'll shut down. You ain't telling me. Certain things will shut a person down and then you're just like,
Oh, I know it. I'll communicate with you. I'll tell you.
Well, even if a person shuts down, Erica? Even if a person shuts down?
Well, I feel as though a person is not going to shut down, basically, if you tell them how you feel or, you know, if you feel as though you felt uncomfortable about something or that's not no reason for a person to shut down, right?
It's not supposed to be, but some people do shut down.
And, you know, that's how that might come from, you know, growing up, mm-hmm. like the trauma that might be like, cause you know, something that might've happened to you growing up in your household or something, or just, you know, outside or something, you might've got into about to get into a fight or something and you just didn't know how to react. I don't know, but yeah, I gotta let you know.
I love it.
I'm real. I cannot not let a person know, because that'll be eating me up inside, and I'll be stressed out, and I can't be stressed.
You know, I that's true. And as you talk about that, I know everybody, we're jumping all around different things today. We're just like a melting pot. I want, Ron, before I go into, I want to say something. Communication also means listening. They get shut down to prevent you from saying something that doesn't need to be said. I think you're saying right. Communication also means listening. They can shut down to prevent from saying something that doesn't need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And I have learned that even when I shut down, like sometimes some things do, it's like you said, it's trauma, it's whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I have learned that I can't shut down. So even though I'm like, no, keep talking. I want to hear this. Cause you know, my husband tells me, I'm like, no, keep talking. He's like, no, I'm not shut down. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to tell myself, no, you gotta listen to this. This is important. And when you get so used to doing something this for so long, mm-hmm. your face, your body language mm-hmm. will react, even though you may not always want to be, say, shutting down, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But you're so used to things as trigger words that you get you shut down, mm-hmm. and you're so used to it instantly, and you're like, no, I want to say it. But the other right. person sees your reaction, and then they don't want to speak, so then it's a chain reaction.
So what I do hate, though, I hate, do not try to, attack me on a phone. Communicate to me face-to-face, because I feel as though sometimes people are really good at saying stuff over the phone, and it's like, they're like, you just saw me a couple minutes ago. Why you didn't tell me that before? Why I had to take you to say that over the phone?
That's true. Rod said, hurt people. That's true. Mm-hmm. I feel like as we're talking about this hurt people and shutting down, we have to learn not to let people take our joy. I feel like we always talk about that we can't control people, right? We all know this, but mm-hmm. it can be a word. It can be something. You can be giving your all and that person don't give all. You will let people take their joy and it will ruin their day. And I'm just like, we have to learn as people not to let other people have that much power.
If I feel as though, you know, something is like, I'm uncomfortable with a situation, or I feel as though I had have a conversation with somebody and it went to another level, I'm real big on, okay, hang not talk to me when you calm down or whatever.
This is family. So I'm having all these instances. I'm telling you, I got all kind of calls. So someone, a family, I hear more about family. People have we are so prone, and we've heard it from people, our guests come on here talking, we're more prone to take the abuse from people that's in our family, our cousins, aunts, whatever they are, more so than we are taking. We always think of it as a stranger. But who tends to be, we let our doors open quickly for, is our cousins or relatives. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones sometimes will hurt you the most. But we'll go back because we're more forgiving. We will forgive them. And then we're mad because they did this, that, and other to us. We're mm-hmm. giving them our power. Rod said some people will hurt people they love because they aren't dealing with the situation that hurt them. Misdirected anger. That is true. I truly feel that way. We got to stop letting people control, take our joy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We have to peace. If anybody wants to come on, just let me know and I'll add you into the call. But definitely, we always want to put that out there. We always love people to come on with us. If you want to come on, just let me know and I'll get you on to it, join on to the call. Just want to put that out there. And Donnie Reeves says, they only do it because their energy is not pure. That's true. We have to not give them that much. I think we're giving them, to me, that's power. You're giving them your power.
Yeah.
How are you going to be angry after you did something? You let somebody have that. I mean, mm-hmm. if you know that cousin is always yelling or complaining about I don't know, taking their car, and they keep saying, no, you can drive the car, you can drive. Why do you do that? Why do you set yourself up for failure? You know that they're going to get angry, you know, and then you're mad because they said what they gave you. Some people don't, some people are who they are.
Yeah.
And like Donnie Reeves said, they only do it because their energy is not pure. Or yeah. Misdirect anger, as had Ron at times said.
Or probably like they holding something in from that they were supposed to have been said to you a while ago and it's building up.
Heck, who knows? It could be, you know, our biggest focus on the show. We also talk about, it could be mental health. Hell, they can have an addiction. Mentally, physically. We don't know what the hell people are going through. We only know what they show us in front.
And I mean, we all deal with mental health on a daily basis. So, you know, it's just being able to, like, know who not to just go off on.
I swear, this person, she calls and shit is always the same. I said, why are you taking that cousin? You know that cousins do the same thing. It's just a different day. Stop going through that same door. Try a different door. Because you're giving them that control. To me, that's control.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
You got me once. Fool me once, but you ain't gonna fool me twice.
Yeah,
I mean, because life is too short. Energy wasted and frustration. And then, like Rod had said, Rod Tyler had said, then you that's misdirect anger that person put onto you. So now you're angry. So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to come to you. You're going to give the anger. You're going to be angry at somebody else. It's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's too much. I can't. It's too much.
Mm-mm. We gotta live for today.
Yeah. And we also don't forget about we do have this platform. We're using it also for Black business owners too. So if you have a business that you want to promote, you know, you can promote it with us, DM us, and it will be on our platform. So, you know, basically everybody around the world can hear you. So
yes.
So yeah.